One of my daddy friends is having a little bit of a situation and asked me my advice. And I was like, you know what? Let me ask Anthony because he's a daddy. He's really good at parenting things. And I think this kind of story is right up your alley. So here's what he emailed me. He said that his son's seventh grade teacher. So how old are you in seventh grade? You're like 13?
Seven. What's five plus a seven? It's 12.
Okay. So 12.
Uh-huh.
My son's seventh grade teacher borrowed his sweater because she was cold, and he put all that in quotes. My son's a very good-looking guy, and a lot of girls like him.
He's a kid. Right. He's a good-looking child.
He's a good-looking kid.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of girls like him. His teacher is a very attractive, young, 22-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
When I picked him up for school yesterday, I noticed that she took off his sweater and gave it back to him. And it reminded me of like a middle school girlfriend wearing her boyfriend's jacket. And I thought it was odd and I thought it was inappropriate. I asked my son about it and he said, yeah, his teacher gets cold from time to time, so he lets her borrow his jacket or his sweater. Well, yesterday wasn't that cold outside, so what the hell's going on? Am I reading too much into this? Is this a bigger deal? Should I make a big deal out of it? Like, what's your take?
No, he's 12. It would be different if the kid was 15 or if the kid was in high school.
Okay.
So I think if the kid is 17 and she's 22, then that's a big deal. But if the kid's in seventh grade, it's not a big deal. I mean,
like he's tall for his age. He looks older than his 12 years.
She ain't trying to sleep with the kid.
No, but is she flirting with him?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think it's later on, 9th, 10th, 11th. I don't think 7th grade teachers are hitting on him. That's just wacky.
Okay, so you think that's just him reading into it too much and that she legitimately is cold. And because maybe the kid's the biggest kid in class.
Right.
And his is the only sweater that would fit her.
Well, at some point you should say, you should bring a sweater from home, teacher. You don't have to keep borrowing mine. You know what? Bring one of your own home. But I think the kid thinks it's great, though.
I think it's totally inappropriate.
Really?
I think it's weird. First of all, why is a teacher borrowing a sweater from a child? That in and of itself is weird because here's the thing. You don't want to show favoritism ever. I mean, look, we all knew that the smartest kids in class were the smartest kids in class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know who was smart and who was dumb. And we knew that the teachers liked the smart kids because they cared about school. They cared about education. We got it. Okay. But you don't want to show favoritism on something that has nothing to do with how hard you work or your ability. I think it makes them have like this weird relationship. I'm not saying like sexual, but like even a friendship, even like I think a teacher borrowing a sweater from a 12-year-old boy is fucking weird. Bring your own sweater. If you're cold, go to the teacher's lounge. See if somebody your own age has a sweater or turn the heat up. Do something else. I think borrowing anything from a kid is weird. Like, what? So if she doesn't bring her lunch one day, is she going to ask the kids for lunch? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's definitely crossing a line, whether it's has sexual intentions or whether she's just out of her fucking mind and mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You do not borrow anything from a child in your class, a 12-year-old.
Can she borrow a pen from him?
I mean, that's a little different because a pen has to do with school. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's say they're doing math,
mm-hmm,
and she forgot her math book. She could be like, hey, let me borrow your math book for a second. Like, that is in the context of the learning environment. A pen would make sense. A book would make sense. Something that will aid her in learning. But a sweater's personal. If she's cold, it's not up to a 12-year-old to provide her with warmth with a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, forget about what her intentions are, whether they're sexual or not. And I know my friend, he's very good looking, so I'm sure, I've never met his kid, but I'm sure the kid is really handsome as well. And I'm sure he's very popular in school. So I don't know what this teacher's intentions are, but even if they're not sexual, That is not cool. There's something wrong with that.
I don't think there is any difference borrowing a calculator or borrowing a sweater. I see it as the same thing.
Listen, it's weird if you think a 12-year-old is attractive, but when I was 12, there was a boy in my class named Keith who was, I mean, he was gorgeous. All the girls liked him. We were 12. He was 12. It was okay. And we recognized, even at 12, that he was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember looking at boys when I was 10. At other 10-year-olds.
Well,
like,
other 10-year-olds, yes, if that's fine. But if you're 22, yeah, I don't think you should see any 7th-grade kid as attractive. Should be locked away.
I'm not saying that she thinks he's attractive. I'm telling you that the girls in class like him.
Mm-hmm.
So in their 12-year-old minds, he's a good-looking 12-year-old boy. So if the teacher is weirdly attracted to him in some way, it's because he's the popular boy in school. There's something wrong here. This doesn't fit. You know what? Here's the thing. The fact that my friend is even asking tells you there's something wrong here, because obviously his hackles are going up. You know, remember, you probably don't remember, but many, 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 many years ago, Oprah had this guy on her show named Gavin DeBecker. He was like a regular guy on the show, and he wrote this book called The Gift of Fear. It's one of the only Oprah books I ever read, which is why I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And The Gift of Fear was all about that people tend to not follow their gut instinct. So if somebody is about to attack you on a street, you turn around and see them, be like, oh, no, that person looks normal, but your gut is saying run. So your spidey sense is up. So people don't listen to their spidey sense because they let their brain step in and go, no, she's his teacher. This isn't, it can't be inappropriate. But my friend's spidey sense, my friend's gut, my friend's gift of fear is obviously aroused that he penned an email to me to lay out the situation to see what I thought of it.
Mm.
So the fact that he's even asking tells me that something's wrong here.
I think he's just a wacky parent.
So I think you think I should say to him, here's what I thought, here's what Anthony, I thought that there might be something wrong, that your spidey sense was up. Anthony is saying you need to check yourself and see if maybe you're just...
wacky.
You're one of those parents that just overreact to everything.
And he could be that guy.
You know, that's the weirdest thing. You know, I have plenty of friends who are parents. I don't know them as parents. And every once in a while, I will catch a friend of mine parenting, and I don't recognize them. It's weird. Like, you know, like you. I mean, you're a good example. You know what I mean? Like, you're Anthony. Like, I know you for years, and you're just, you know, the idiot I do radio with. But every once in a while, I'll catch you do a parenting thing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm actually impressed at what a good dad you are and how responsible you are with your kids and what great advice you give them, which I would have never predicted. Like, knowing you, I'd be like, oh God, this is somebody's father. But then when I actually see you parent, I'm like, wow, they are lucky to have him.
No, I look at myself and say, I can't believe I'm somebody's father because I don't do fathering things that often. So I pretty much hide from my kids. They never ask advice, just like tonight. My youngest son needed advice on something. He didn't call me. Because, yeah, I would probably ignore his call because the hell you doing calling me? It's probably butt dialed. You never call me. So never ask my advice.
Does he ask advice to his brother or his mother or both?
Mother. Oh, not his brother. No, he'll ask mother, but not me. Never me. He just thinks I'm an idiot.
Well, when he was younger, you weren't, but now he's older and smarter, so now you are.
Yeah, everything I bring up is like, oh, God, you're so old.